Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey everybody, this is Matthew Soltysiak and you're listening to Not the Same Old Lions podcast. This season, it's all grit. I speak with a variety of guests and interview key players, gaining more insight on what makes this team go. The Detroit Lions are now in a new, grittier era, and we look beyond just the kneecaps when it comes to the analysis. Welcome to another episode. In this episode, we take a look at the Detroit Lions' newly released 2024 NFL schedule. We'll discuss what it looks like, compare it to last season's schedule, and let you know if it lives up to what we were hoping for. Let's get to it, Lions fans.
This is Detroit Lions 2023 Fan of the Year, Robert Gonzalez, and you're listening to Not the Same Old Lions podcast.
I'm joined today by not just one, but two guests, and they are both regulars that you are familiar with. We have Coach Jerry Angers, named Michigan High School Coach of the Year, as well as Coach of the Week by the Detroit Lions. He's also mentored numerous players to the college level and some all the way to the NFL. We also have James Cook, senior sports writer for the Traverse City Record Eagle. You can hear him on the Get Around podcast that drops on Mondays. Coach, good to have you here.
Great to be here. Great to be with two of my favorite Lion fans.
Awesome. Happy to have you here. And James, good to have you here as well.
Yeah, always good to be here.
All right, guys, we have been waiting for this for a while. Now, we have known who the Detroit Lions opponents are going to be for some time. We just didn't know the when, the where, the times, all these things. And we have that information now. So let's talk schedule. We're going to start season opener. Then we'll break it down quarter of a season at a time, more or less. You know, the fractions don't work out perfect anymore. But the big news is Sunday Night Football to open the season against the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford coming to town. Let's get started here. Jerry, Coach, what's your take on the season opener?
Well, I think it's great. You know, it's going to be something like that. It's always going to be, you know, something that ended last year, somebody's season. And it's a huge draw. The NFL is going to make a ton of money off it because it's Stafford coming home again. I think it won't be it's going to probably be as loud. But the other thing too is I like the matchup if we're going to talk about likes right now, because even though we beat him last year and it was a tight ball game, I just think Goff is going to play better, even better than what he played last year, because he doesn't have all that pressure on him about, oh my God, I have to beat the Rams. I have to win that first playoff game. So I think it's a great fit for us. A little scary, but a great fit for us on Sunday Night Football.
All right, James, how about you?
I'm curious how loud the Jared Goff chants are going to be during that game. It's going to be insane. I think it's a good matchup. It's like Jerry said, it's a scary matchup, but I think that, Puka Nacua went off in that playoff game last time around. The Lions really upgraded their secondary. So hopefully that's not going to happen again. And I think the Lions can do it again. Being a primetime game is something Lions fans are going to have to get used to this season, because it's happening quite a bit in this schedule.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to say I love the Sunday Night Football opener. I love that. I hate the Rams. I hate it for a lot of reasons. One, I feel like the NFL is trying to make Lions fans dislike Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. Because when they came into Ford Field for the playoffs, he wasn't getting a warm welcome. He wasn't getting the video tribute because we hadn't won a playoff game, and he wasn't going to be the one to keep us from doing it. So we were all in, and we went all in, and we did it, and we took care of business. And so that was great. And I was looking forward to Stafford getting some sort of video tribute this year when he came to Ford Field. But you can't do that on the opening game of the season. You got to set the tone for the season. And so it frustrates me that that's what they're going with for this. Because, hey, I like Stafford. I appreciate everything he did for the Lions. But I hate the way they did this because, you know what, now all we're going to hear is how Lions fans don't like Stafford and disrespect Stafford. Sorry, it's the season opener. We need to win this game. So that's my thought on that. Do you guys have any takes on that perspective?
Well, maybe they can do the video tribute like an hour before the game or during halftime or something, not like right before kickoff type thing.
Yeah, if they do it, they can't do it when there's any fans in the stands because we won't hear the tribute because they will be screaming Jared Goff's name the whole time to drown out what the thing is. But yeah, and I agree with you on that, both of you guys. Stafford and his wife just did another huge donation to Detroit a couple months ago, I think it was. I don't know exactly what it was. One of their foundations or something. So, you know, I mean, we got to love him, but again, he's an enemy on that Sunday night, and that's how Detroit fans are going to treat him.
Yeah, exactly. And James, I love the Jared Goff chant barometer. Like, it's going to be loud. It will be so loud. And again, you know, it's a unique, unusual phenomenon to see something like this going on. Like, it has caught fire. We've seen it at other sporting events around Michigan that aren't even football related, and it's a lot of fun. And so, you know, Coach, you talked about getting the Rams early. You know, that could be a good thing. We're going to have some young defensive backs, so it'll be interesting to see how well they do early on. You know, I thought they might start the season on the road, but knowing that we have 9 home games, it's very logical that we start at home. So,
yep.
So let's transition. First quarter of the season. The Lions start off, their first 2 home games of the year are against their last 2 home game opponents last year, the Rams and Tampa, both teams we played in the playoffs. And 3 of their first 4 games at home are at home, and then they have a bye week. So, hosting the Rams, hosting Tampa, go to Arizona, hosting Seattle for Monday Night Football, and then a bye week. Coach, what's your perspective? What are takeaways do you have on this first quarter?
Well, I think, you know, I agree with you. Playing the 2 playoff teams is tough for us, especially because we knocked both of them out of the playoffs. Plus, even Baker Mayfield talked last time they asked him about if he's been throwing any passes after the season. And he said his statement was, the last pass I completed was to Barnes. So he's going to be ready to go on it. But again, let's talk about out of those 4 games. We have 2, you know, we got a Sunday night football and a Monday night football. We play great on primetime. So I think those are bonuses. Going to Arizona for that away trip. Yeah, it's a long trip, but Arizona's, you know, they're just starting to kind of get back in there. That's kind of be a neat one because, you know, Trevor Nowoski plays for him. So, you know, if we're looking at those 4 games and we're going to put a number on them, you know, I think we're going to get Seattle because we've lost them 2 years in a row. And I think maybe 3 years in a row. Yeah. And they don't have that, you know, they do have going to have a running quarterback or don't have a running quarterback. Who cares? That's how we got beat with those guys in the tight end play, but we changed our defense for that reason. And so those young guys will have 3 under their belt. And we got that great D line. So I don't see us, if I'm going to predict right now or talk about it, I don't see us going any worse than 3-1 in those first 4 games.
Wow. That is some confidence, Coach. Yep. I like that, but that's definitely some good confidence there. James, what are you looking at in those first 4 games? What jumps out to you?
Yeah. I mean, it is fortuitous that 3 of the 4 are home. You know, Lions don't typically get that. They usually start on the road the week 1 because they get Thanksgiving at home. So to get that. And then you got the Tampa Bay game. The second one is a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. They only play at 1 o'clock on Sunday 6 times this season.
Wow.
Out of 17 games.
That's incredible. So as I look at it, you know, the game after Arizona against Seattle is Monday Night Football. So when we travel back from Arizona, we have an extra day. So that kind of helps with the travel thing if you look at that. So from those aspects, no big deal on travel that jumps out to me. Coach, Seattle, this has to be the year that we get Seattle. All three of those games were just crazy games. So I'm liking that. It should be a very fun atmosphere on Monday Night Football. Week five, that's the bye week. Nobody wants a bye week the first weekend in October. So that's a big bummer that it comes that early. But you know what? You never know. Sometimes they can be a blessing in disguise. I doubt that'll be the case. We obviously, everybody wants it later than earlier. But that's the first quarter of the season. Three home games, one road game. Any final thoughts before we move on to the second quarter?
Yeah, I agree on that. And, you know, going into that second quarter from there, we do have those two tough games. I mean, we have four tough games to start, really, because you're on Arizona on the road. And where that bye week is, I don't like where it is, but I also love it because it's for the Dallas game. So there's the second set.
All right, well, going into that second set, you're right. We have at Dallas, at the Vikings, home for Tennessee, and then we go to Green Bay for week 9, and that's November 3rd. So we're on the bye week after the Monday Night Football game, so that does help, and then we have that time before we go into Dallas. James, we'll start with you on this group. What are your thoughts on those road games and that one home game?
Yeah, it's interesting that they have such a, you know, I mean, you get 3 out of 4 at home to start, so you're going to get 3 out of 4 your next four. That kind of makes sense. The bye week being early, yeah, like Jerry said, nobody wants it that early. But getting that extra week before Dallas, the Lions are going to be hungry for that game after what happened last year. I totally see the Lions going to Dallas and winning that game. And then if what Jerry predicted for the first four games, that they're 3-1, then they beat Dallas, they're 4-1. Things are looking pretty good.
All right, Coach, what are you thinking on this?
Same thing. And I look at this stretch, like, you know, James mentioned, you know, they do have the three away games and the one home game and the Dallas. And of course, then we have two division games on the road, and those are going to become tough. excuse me. This is a stretch where I hope we did what we did last year, where we never lost two games in a row. This is that stretch, right? When everybody was doubting us, cause we were 2-3, you know, we won, we lost, we won, we lost, you know? And so I think that's one of the things that this is that stretch that we really want to make sure we don't lose two in a row. And that'll determine a lot on how the rest of the season is going to play out with this stretch of games, because those are, Minnesota supposedly is going to be a playoff team, and the Packers and Dallas both were, and Tennessee is going to be better. So that's how I look at that stretch. But the three road games with two in a row are going to be tough, especially with Dallas and Minnesota.
Yeah, I like that we had the bye week going to Dallas. Gives us more time to get ready. And then we go to the Vikings. We're home for Tennessee. We go to Green Bay. You're not putting a whole lot of miles on your team right there because you're staying in the Midwest and you're at home. Tennessee is a weird team to me. They went out and got a lot of free agents this year. I really don't know what to expect from them. You know, the Cowboys game, I guess next year, 2025, we're going to get them in Detroit finally. I'm tired of playing them in Dallas, as I think most Lions fans are. But I'm excited for that when it answers everybody else. James, I don't have all the game times in front of me. I only have the home ones. The Lions are in Green Bay on week 9. Do you know what time they play?
That's a 4:25 game.
I like that. You know why I like that? I'm being a numbers nerd right now, but they are in central time zone, not eastern time zone. Plus, that's daylight savings day, okay? So you got a double, like a 2-hour adjustment there, an extra hour. Probably not a big deal, but I love that it's a 4 o'clock game instead of a 1 o'clock game. I mean, it's not like we're going to London, so I'm probably making a bigger deal out of it than it really is, but I like that it's later with that aspect going on.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. You mentioned earlier, we were texting back and forth, that every other team in the division plays a game out of the country this season.
They do, and the Lions don't. We are staying domestic this year. Everybody else does that international travel, and that could work to our benefit as well. So let's move over to the next group. right? Weeks 10 through 13, that is the third quarter of the season. And in that quarter, we are going to start out at Houston on Sunday Night Football. Then we are home for Jacksonville. Then we go to Indianapolis, and then short week, Chicago at home for Thanksgiving. Coach, let's go back to you this time. What are your thoughts or takeaways on this? We have two primetime games going on as well.
Yeah, that's the first thing with the primetime. That's big. Houston, Sunday Night Football is huge. Again, we played in Texas earlier. We played in Texas last year. I think, you know, from a coaching standpoint, I was talking to you earlier about that. I'm looking at this travel. Oh, my God, they're going to lose 5 hours of sleep here. Are they going to lose? And I think, excuse me, this is a great fit for them to go into Houston and play, you know, again, on Sunday Night Football primetime, which they thrive on that. I mean, we play really well when there's a huge audience. And so, you know, but again, that's an up and coming team too. You know, it's going to be work. It's going to be a great game. I mean, they're predicting them, you know, they got a loaded offense. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But is that sophomore jinx coming in, you know, now that everybody's got some game tape on them? So, you know, that's a scary game, but I also think it's going to help us, you know, that we had already played in Texas again. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, hey, we're doing the same thing this week, guys, get ready, you know. And, you know, Jacksonville, not sure. Indianapolis, you know, their QB, is he the guy, you know, when he comes back, you know, and he's done some things, you know, to their roster. You know, and again, that's that short week. And then we got Chicago on Thanksgiving Day, which we have not won since 2016. Okay, 2016, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, the Detroit Lions tradition. We can't win on that day. I can't spend another Thanksgiving with my family because I'm going to smash the TV if we lose.
Yeah, we need to change that.
We're going to change that one, even though the Bears are probably the best team in the NFL right now with their drafts. Just ask anybody. But anyways, yeah, they're going to be good. So, you know, we're in the playoffs. We're one game away from being in the Super Bowl. So we're going to have to play a tough schedule. Let's see how it falls out. And so this one here is going to be another tough one to predict. Again, this is don't lose two games in a row concept. Again, just stay the course. If you lose the game, learn from it, go on and win the next.
All right, James, right over to you. What are you thinking on the third quarter of the season here?
I like it. I think, you know, Houston, yeah, they're one of those teams that's getting all the hype in the off season, but the Lions are going there on Sunday night. I think it's a good setup for them. Jacksonville, you know, everybody's been kind of waiting for Trevor Lawrence to become like this great quarterback, and he hasn't. After a couple seasons in the NFL. So I think the Jaguars season kind of depends on what he does this year. The Colts, same thing with Richardson. And then the Bears game on Thanksgiving. I think that's the best matchup of all the Thanksgiving games is the Lions against the Bears. Also the first game, but you know, they always stick the Lions with the first game. One of these years, I would like them to play one of the later games so that I can eat in peace.
Well, so they're playing the Bears on Thanksgiving. If I back up to the second quarter, that's when we first face divisional opponents. That's the Vikings in week 7 and the Packers in week 9. Week 13 is the first time we face the Bears, and we're going to play them twice. So I wish we were facing Chicago earlier this year. They have a rookie quarterback. I'd rather see him earlier in the season rather than later. So, you know, it should be a really good game, though. I mean, a really interesting game, an intriguing game, because we know all the resources the Bears have put in place there, and everyone's interested to see what happens with Caleb Williams. Travel-wise, it's not a big deal. Again, we're all kind of close to home. The road game the week before is in Indianapolis, so you're not far away for the short week turnaround. So Houston, I'm excited. That's a Sunday Night Football game. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I also like that, you know what, up until this point, the first three quarters, we have not drawn a Thursday Night Football game. Yeah, we have the Thanksgiving Day game, but no Thursday night games. So that's kind of a nice thing right there.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's move to the fourth quarter. All right. We open the fourth quarter on Thursday night. All right. So there it is. Against Green Bay at home December 5th. That's week 14. Then we're home again the following week, which is about 10 days later, against Buffalo, before we take road trips to Chicago and San Francisco. And then we finish the season this year like we did last year at home against the Vikings. That Chicago game is the only really cold weather game that we likely have on our schedule. I guess anything could happen on November 3rd in Green Bay, but December 22nd in Chicago is the biggest chance for cold weather. That Green Bay game being Thursday night, the nice thing is it's after we have a Thursday night game the week before, so we don't really have a short week there. And then we got the rest of those games out there. Coach, what are you looking at? What are you thinking about the fourth quarter?
Well, there are some, as you want to say, some dudes in that quarter. You know, that I think definitely are probably biggest stretch, especially not only, you know, you can look at the records and stuff like that, but not only that, but, you know, that's at crunch time. That's when people are starting to buy that. That's when people are starting to push to get into the playoffs. That's when people are saying, oh, my God, we got to win out to get in the playoffs. And we faced two or three teams last year at the end of the year that, you know, had to get in or had to beat us to get in. And, you know, we put a thumping on them pretty good. So I think that's the biggest one. Again, Green Bay, Thursday night football, awesome at home. We got Buffalo at home. Thank God we're not playing in Buffalo at that time of year, because there could be 20 on the ground by then. You know, and then the Chicago, like you said, Chicago won. Again, where is Chicago going to be with that rookie quarterback? You know, how much has he improved in those weeks? And then, you know, of course, the payback, I think, is going into San Francisco that last week, or that, you know, the 17th before we play Minnesota, to get in there. And basically that is going to be a tone setter on where we stand going into the playoffs. You know, we should get to that situation. The one thing about San Francisco for me as a coaching standpoint, as I think about it, is, man, I want to beat them, but it's so hard to beat a team twice in a year. And we may be facing them in the NFC Championship if we get to that point. So give or take whether I want to win that one or not, but definitely go on and get a good showing. And that's a long trip. And then, of course, Minnesota doesn't stand a chance at home with us on last week, because it's going to be crunch time.
All right, James, what do you got to follow up with that?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty grueling schedule that last, you know, 5-6 games, you know, aside from maybe the, you know, the Vikings game, maybe by then, but you never know what you're going to see by then. But I mean, Chicago, Green Bay, Buffalo, Chicago, San Francisco, that's a heck of a little murderer's row right there for 5 weeks going into the last game of the season. You know, the Lions, I'm looking at the times and everything, the Lions ended up with, they have 9 nationally televised games this season, possibly 10 if the Vikings game means something and gets flexed out. But that's just interesting.
Yeah, that is big. 9 nationally televised games. Yeah, some of my takeaways. I hate that we're playing San Francisco in week 17. Couple reasons. One, I want to see them in week 5, week 7, week 9, something like that, because I don't want to wait that long. And coach, like you said, if we see them in the playoffs, right, it's week 17. If we see them in week 5, your team's changing in 3 months' time, not 4 weeks' time as much. So you're kind of thinking, how much do you want to use or not use of your playbook, obviously depending where you are, because – There's really very little room for error. You want to win. You often need to win every game. So I wish the San Francisco game was earlier in the season. It bums me out that we have to wait so long. Buffalo and Green Bay, hey, I'm happy we're playing them at home, and those are great to put on the December calendar. That works really well for me. Week 18, Vikings. I thought for sure we were going to get the Packers week 18. I really did. I almost feel like the NFL has an affinity for Green Bay and Chicago, because maybe they want to see if Chicago can beat Green Bay this year. And maybe they want that to be the thing. But I really thought, with us being the top two teams in the division last year, that they would put us together for the final game like they did 2 years ago in Lambeau, but this time give it to us in Detroit. So kind of surprised me that the Vikings is the team that we're going to be playing for the final game of the season. But you guys are right, man. Starting with Thanksgiving, That those are six tough games because no one thinks Chicago's going to be a pushover this year. And especially if Caleb Williams grows throughout the season with all those other pieces they have brought in, you know, that's quite the matchup right there. Nine nationally televised games throughout the season. So let's take a look here then. What's your overall general takeaways from this schedule? And maybe you can compare it to last year if you want, but Coach, I'll start with you. What are your big observations?
Well, I think that, you know, we definitely got more primetime games, which James alluded to, because we're a good football team and we draw, and the NFL is looking at the Detroit Lions as a moneymaker right now, how long have we had that? So, you know, I think they scheduled some things, but let's talk about Chicago Bears. We're playing Chicago Bears twice in 4 weeks at the end of the season, which, you know, that's going to be a thing that's going to look at us. But from that aspect, we don't have any overseas games. You know, Kansas City is playing on six different days this season. Christmas. Oh yeah, six different days. And, you know, so I'm looking at that, and I think that's the biggest takeaway from that is, as bad as some parts of that schedule looks, I think the NFL took care of us on some of the other ones because they want us in the playoffs, because we are going to draw people. We are going to bring the NFL up. We did a great job at the NFL draft. And so, you know, those are things. And I totally agree with you, San Francisco late like that, because then that comes down to, oh, you know, Lions in San Francisco just played 2 weeks ago. You know, if we get in the playoffs for some reason and, you know, different things. I also believe, you know, the Green Bay Chicago thing, I think people think Chicago's going to be better than they are. I think they're going to look at that. They beat us once last year. Right. And we had to come back and a huge comeback to beat them. So, you know, but again, hey, this is where we want to be. We want to be playing the best, and we want to have to play a schedule like this. And our division last year we had the second most wins behind the NFC or behind the AFC North on total wins. Okay. I don't know if you guys saw that. And so, you know, we got a tough division and we got some tough opponents outside of it. So, hey, let's strap them up and go.
All right, Coach James, what can you add to that?
One interesting thing with the game, week seven game against the Vikings, is that the Vikings are coming off their bye before that week. So I think that there's a pretty realistic chance that that's the week that they put J.J. McCarthy in as the starting quarterback in place of Darnold. So you might be getting McCarthy in his first NFL game against the team from the same state that he played college football in. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But I think that that's quite a possibility, because that's kind of been a thing. You know, when you have that bridge quarterback is coming out of the bye, that's when you start the rookie. Mm-hmm. So that could be a thing. When the Lions play the Packers at home for that Thursday night game, the good thing about that is the Packers also play on Thanksgiving the week before. So they'll have the same number of days for rest as the Lions, but they got to travel to Detroit. So they'll have a travel day in between.
All right. Yeah. You know, great point on the buys. I didn't really pay attention to that. I didn't look into that yet, because obviously this information is so fresh and so new. I don't like that our buy is early. You know, I don't. Nobody does. Many years our buy is early, I think. I mean, that's my perception. That's what I remember. Last year, it's like I celebrate whenever we're after, like, you know, week seven or something like that. So that was nice last year. So we're stuck with it this year being early. Another thing is, I noticed short weeks are not a big issue for us. We kind of alluded to that. Whenever we have to go somewhere and have a Monday night football game, we have a bye week after. We have a Thanksgiving Day game. The following week is also a Thursday night. Really, the only short week we work on is the last game of the season, coming home from San Francisco. So, and we're not messing with the overseas games. So they showed a thing. I saw a chart of all the airline miles that some of these teams will travel this season. The Lions are like in the bottom third. We are not one of the more heavily traveled teams, just below the halfway mark or just around the one third mark. So that's good. Coach, you kind of said it though. We knew coming in, we knew the opponents, and you know what? You gotta play the best to be the best. You gotta beat the best, right? And we not only made it, not only did we win our division, we went to the NFC Championship game. So we get the first place opponents around. And yeah, mm-hmm. Coach, you said it. NFC North, we all saw how improved that whole division got the second half of the season. Question marks are two of the teams got new quarterbacks, right? And they expect them to be upgrades from what they had because Kirk Cousins wasn't playing the second half, yet the Vikings were still pretty darn competitive. And by the way, they've added some pieces. So yeah, you know, I don't like it for some of the reasons we talked about, but it is what it is. You got to go play the games, and it's going to be one heck of an exciting season.
One other interesting thing, if you go back to last season, you remember when the Lions beat the Packers in Green Bay, one of the things that the Packers fans were complaining about after the game was that there was so many Lions fans at that game because it was the gold package game where all the people that used to have season tickets from Milwaukee get tickets to that game. So, and then a large percentage of them had sold their tickets and Lions fans bought them. That is also the Lions game this year in Green Bay.
Awesome.
Love it.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah, nice work on that one. That's going to be fun, man. I hope it's a stadium takeover again.
Yeah. I think they will. I mean, we saw it last year and it's going to carry over. I mean, there's people not, you know, they're not, it's not going to fall down. It's only going to get bigger. And the other thing too is, we have more fans across the country now than we've ever had, you know, people that are rooting for us. I mean, they even said it on the NFL channel today that, you know, the Lions are one of those teams that are, you know, a coast to coast team. They're building to that coast to coast team because everybody, you know, respects what Campbell and Holmes and you know, and our athletes. And we did just sign three big contracts that people are going, man, these guys are for real and three of the best. So it's definitely going to be a fun season.
Well, and you know what? Indianapolis is an AFC opponent that's within driving distance. I think that's going to be a popular destination for a lot of Lions fans, especially for the ones who have a hard time getting tickets, because tickets are going to be an issue again, folks. Let me just end by briefly talking about season tickets again. James and I talked about it the other day. They sold out. We're not shocked that they sold out. It was just finally announced, right? The wait list had been 20,000. I guess it's down to about 10 or 12,000. But individual game tickets are going on sale right now. And I guess season ticket holders will get a first look before anyone else gets a chance to buy them. I don't know how long that window is, okay? But you can go in and look right now to see what's available. And guys, we started this thing about a half hour ago. And I just went to see what it would be like for that first game against the Rams. And I was number 2,800 in line. I am now 2,395 in line, approximately a half hour later. Now, I'm not planning on buying tickets for this. I'm just looking to see what's available and what they cost. But that's how long the line is virtually to even look and see what's available right now.
It's awesome. That's awesome. Yep. That's again, we're still coming.
That we are. And so my advice is if you're thinking you want tickets, look and find out when the Lions are going. They'll probably make some announcement to give you a heads up, whether it could be Thursday morning at 10 a.m. I have no idea how quickly they're going to close this short open window to season ticket holders and open it to the whole public. But if you want to try and get individual game tickets without having to purchase them resale, I would be on this and be ready and log in 5 minutes before they say it's going to go live, because they aren't quite as going to be as hot as Taylor Swift tickets, but man, they're crouching in that direction right now for everybody in Michigan.
Love it. Eminem tickets. Let's go with that one.
There you go. There you go. All right, James, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
I'm all set.
Coach, how about you?
Nope, I'm just, I was looking at it, and, you know, we don't want to predict and, you know, things like that, but my prediction is don't lose more than one game in a row, or hoping that we don't lose one more game in a row. And, you know, the NFL thing, they were just talking about the Lions, I think it's a 10.5 over win, over under, and Lions said, they said the Lions have never won 11 games in a row 11 or more games, two seasons in a row. And every one of those guys said they're going to do it. So I hope they're right. It's about the only time I listen to those guys when they're positive about the Lions.
Awesome. I hope you're right. I hope they're right. So we will keep our eye out on that. Off-season workouts, OTAs, a couple of them coming up in May, May 21st to 23rd, and then the end of the month as well. Mandatory mini camps coming up in June. And so we'll check in with those things when they happen. Folks, enjoy the schedule. Love to hear your thoughts on it as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find more episodes and content at notthesameoldlions.com. If you're listening on YouTube, please hit that like button. And while you're at it, tell your friends about the show. We really appreciate things like that. And please subscribe regardless of your listening platform. Until next time, stay gritty, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.